I expect it's going to be the first week. Are you going to have a boat at any of these big problems this week?
No, 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 not a bit.
Well, I think in that case, I'll come up there Sunday and probably be morning.
Well, listen, they'll all be glad to see you, and we're delighted, and I hope I'll get a chance to talk to you the first of the week.
All right, thank you, sir. Mighty good to talk to you. Wait a minute, the governor wants
okay. Thank you.
Mr. President, we thank you very much.
Well, listen, Frank, I appreciate your help in this matter more than I can say.
I'm going right from this telephone conversation into my news conference and make my announcement. I'll send Mrs. Lincoln a copy of exactly what I said.
Oh, good, fine.
Now, I think so much of your father, I want you to say hello to my father.
Oh, fine.
He's right here.
Oh, good, good.
Good morning, Mr. President.
How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Well, I hear you're the man behind the throne, just like my father, so I'm glad to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. I think we're quite fortunate, the state and the nation, in having Mr. Walters to come up there.
Oh, I think it'll be very good, and I'm very appreciative to your son for the courtesy he's done me
in
this matter.
Thank you so much, sir.
We'll see you soon, Mr. Pavitt.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Speaker, how are you?
Oh, sick.
What's the matter?
I've had Wilbur Mills in, and I expected to get his bill out so we could bring it up for Wednesday after Labor Day.
And he wouldn't do that?
Well, I told him, and I said, if we go over for 10 days, we're going to be clobbered. And I said, take me 4 days, take me 4 days to get in that money. I said I gotta have something to bring it back.
Okay, well, I'll get on to that today.
What day are you going to let them out?
Which day?
Well, I'm going to let them out Wednesday after the march. If we get the tax bill, then let them go out until Tuesday, including Tuesday.
I see. So that's a week.
But if I don't have the tax bill, I haven't got anything.
Right. Okay, good. I'll get on that.
Thanks.
Fine, Mr. Speaker.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I will.
Fine.
Thank you.
This is Taz.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a couple of small items I wanted to discuss with the president. What would be a good time?
About 5:45.
5:45.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr.
How are you? I'm here with Governor Davis.
Yes.
And Senator Long, Carson Willis. We're talking about this problem of the tideland. Now, I got a memorandum from Mike Feldman saying you were somewhat pessimistic about the negotiations with them. What is the status of it?
Well, Congressman Willis and I have been discussing it and trying to find out whether there was anything that we could recommend back on to either side that might lead to a solution, probably a legislative thing. It would have to be a legislative solution, drawing the line rather than doing it by litigation.
Why is that? You mean legislative solution in the Congress?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because I think if they're going to get anything, it couldn't be by judicial decree.
Because they wouldn't get much by judicial decree. And now?
That anything that might be done by way of agreement couldn't be justified as a compromise of the lawsuit. It would have to be, Congress would have to change the law.
How much authority do we have?
Rather little, I think. The Attorney General probably can enter into it. The most would be to stretch the Attorney General's authority to compromise the lawsuit. Anything they would accept would be such a bad compromise. I don't think he could really...
I see. So we'd have to, I see. But what is it, what are you sort of waiting on now?
Well, that is true. It's the word I have, not the hurry.
Well,
I'm waiting on Congressman Willis to produce
some more
information.
Okay.
And then he and I will sit down together. And I think there's a good chance that the president, we can come up with something that I can say ought to be seriously studied. But I think is the third thing we should do.
But in the final analysis to Congress?
The final analysis seems to me that there's just no alternative to going to Congress if they're going to get anything.
You mean Louisiana?
Right.
Okay, thanks, Archie.
Right.
And Archie,
yeah.
Where are we on mud lumps?
We're still trying to find ways. I'm going to meet with their fellow Ramsey Clark and see if we can't wipe out Louisiana thing, some kind of practical arrangement. That I think I could then work out a fair test case in Florida.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that you want to give it to the book to get the best price you can for doing right.
Yeah. Right.
I'm saying hail this afternoon.
Okay, fine.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Evelyn, how are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Haven't talked to you for a long time.
I know it. You've been up there and we've been down here.
You never visit me. I'm put out with you.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Yeah, Arthur, how are you? Very good.
I'm terribly sorry about the baby. We didn't bother to write because we knew what nothing about.
Right, well, we're have to try again.
Mr. President, this is just a volunteer suggestion to you and for you alone.
Yeah.
I think on this railroad thing, you ought to make a final proposal before Congress acts on Monday.
Yeah.
And I think your proposal ought to be this. I think it would push it over. I wouldn't recommend you make this. I didn't think it would succeed. I think your proposal ought to be, now look, you have agreed to arbitrate the basic and most difficult issue. And my proposal would be that to the same board, there be submitted the procedure for settling the other issues. The procedure for settling the other issues.
Yeah.
It seems foolish for us to have to go through a bill of Congress to deal with this problem when you have made so much essential progress in disposing of the really difficult problems that have prevented a settlement of this dispute.
Because Bill Wirth said that they sort of reneged on their original agreement, three of the five did.
Yeah, I know that. But I think perhaps what is needed now, you see, and I see no harm in it because I don't see how it could hurt you.
Yeah.
What is needed, I haven't kept up. Bill talked to me last week, and I'm sure what he reports to you is correct. But what is needed now is a very simple statement that, look, there is agreement. So you can take them at their word. You know, you don't have to assume they reneged. You can say, there has been agreement upon arbitrating the fireman issue and the crew consist issue. I guess that's what they call it.
Yeah.
And what remains are the other subsidiary issues, which, of course, are of great importance to the party. That, however, This being the case, and since it is quite apparent that Congress would have to act, either in the lines of my suggestion or some modification to protect the public interest, it would make every good sense in the world for everybody to now finally agree between themselves on the resolution. And that my proposal would be that the same group, the six-man group, which would represent industry and labor and the public, should proceed to arbitrate the basic issues and concurrently to define the procedures for resolution of the other issues.
Fine, okay. Well, let me talk to Bill.
Why don't you do that? Because I think, first of all, I think you ought to be there at this stage, not an onlooker.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like you're not there, except to pass it to the Congress.
Yeah.
And I think this would be welcomed by the Congress. If it turned down, all the more reason why Congress would do what you want them to do.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, fine. Okay. Thank you.
Ready.
Bill, how are you?
Good morning.
I hope I'm not taking you away from something.
Oh, we've just concluded our executive hearing here in the office of the treaty.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go.
I wonder if you had any suggestions about what we ought to be doing anything about next week.
On the treaty?
Yeah, on the treaty. I keep reading all these this testimony, which must be rather confusing.
Well, it is. I mean, it isn't to me, but...
Yeah.
It hasn't raised any doubts in my mind.
Yeah.
I think that Teller made some impression on some of the members.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that any man with complete conviction, particularly who's an expert, is bound to shake anybody who's got an open mind. That's the advantage of having
a
closed mind.
I'm inclined to feel, however, that we are in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
And,